The Lady and the Little Fox Fur by Violette Le Duc. Under the attic window in her room, she felt about inside the whitewood packing case with feverish hands. Under the mauve tissue paper, under the lining material with its rows of pinholes, under the layer of multicoloured scraps. Her angel. The angel she had found in a cardboard box in front of an iron shutter as the clock chimed 4 in the morning. Tripe shop. She could still see the lettering. The dustmen were secret people. They searched the silence with their hooks. They were important. They separated the light from the darkness inside dustbins. She had stolen a march on them by going out to look for a quarter or two of rotting orange. They wouldn't have held it against her if she had explained how she loved to find a single cool lettuce leaf lying among the limp green stuff clinging to yesterday's newspapers. She had been hoping for a quarter of an orange, and she had found a winter fir in summer. Not that it warmed her at all, it stank. She began to run. The light was becoming brighter. How everything bubbles when something unusual happens. She ran as far as the cul-de-sac, where the parked lorries stood like a line of inscrutable sphinxes. She shook out the little ragamuffin, the funny little fellow, the tiny furry creature. She banged her hobgoblin against the hood of a Berlier. A window opened slightly. The cul-de-sac reeked of mothballs. She wrapped the fox around her neck and fled.